Blog Talk Radio.
Aphrodite North. Normally, my partner Jacqueline would be calling on with me, but I haven't seen her show up in the queue just yet. And sometimes she shows up with a mysterious number, so I'm not sure she's holding on or not in the moment. But with traffic the way it is in West Palm Beach this time of year, in Stewart area where she lives, it could just be that she's been held up today. She's usually very busy on the weekends, as we all know. Well, welcome to the show this evening. I wanted to share some very interesting things with you that are going to be going on in the heavens and that already have begun in the heavens at the time of the show tonight. The sun has entered Sagittarius, so things are going to be lightening up a little bit, a more sense of humor, a little bit more of a desire to travel, to appreciate other people. And also, it's interesting because tonight the Sagittarian sun is in square to Neptune in Pisces. So it is a time that we do want to feel very much inspired in our world. We want to feel that we are going to be moving forward. We want to be thankful for those things that we do have and to remember our blessings. I think a lot of us get into that whole mantra of complain, complain, complain. And I catch myself doing the same thing. But now it's a time that we can really activate the energy. When we have a mutable square like this, a lot of times it illuminates our desire to have that faith, to know good things are happening around the corner, even if we can't quite get it in view. So it can be a very powerful time. Another interesting thing we're having going on in the heavens at this time is that the two benefics of the zodiac, Jupiter and Venus, are in opposition. And right now, Jupiter is retrograde and Venus is direct. Jupiter's in the sign of Cancer and Venus is in Capricorn. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to appreciate that we do want to be secure in our relationships, but our relationships also entertain a bit of responsibility on our parts to keep our promises, to try and honor the traditional things that we have offered and to move forward. Now, Venus is going to be retrograding in December this year. It's going to go forward in Capricorn, it's going to retrograde through Capricorn, and then it's going to go direct through Capricorn again. So these two are angling off with each other during most of the winter. So because of that, we're going to be weighing how much responsibilities we take on and how secure we are with our world. This has to do with our work environment, our home environment, our love life. It's all part of the mix, if you will. We still have several planetary energies that are in Scorpio, and Mercury, the planet of communication, is kissing Saturn tonight in Scorpio. So I know many of you that have called in this evening, and I see our queue is fairly full, are also very psychic, very enlightened, and probably have some very powerful gifts that you're trying to demonstrate in the world at this time. It's a time to teach and learn simultaneously, while being a mentor that know that your students are your greatest teachers. So it's a powerful time for intuition. We've been having off and on all summer, and now even into the fall, these beautiful grand trines in water. It does help us to get more in touch with our intuition, our clairvoyance, and also our instincts as far as who do we let grow closer to us and who do we keep a little bit of a distance until we have an opportunity to really examine what we're supposed to be sharing with that person and how. Most of my readings lately have been about relationships on many different levels, some of them in the workplace, some of them in the home space, and some of them just romantic. Trying to figure out, is this it, Aphrodite? Or is that one coming? You know, so everyone right now is trying to create that security. It happens every holiday season, but it's very, very profoundly mirrored in the charts this month and next month. As we look at the heavens, we know, as above, so below. Well, we do have an awful lot of people holding on today, so I am not going to continue talking. Hopefully, Jacqueline will sign in. I have someone signed in with her area code. So just to see if that is her, I'm going to try taking that call first. This has happened to us before. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may I help you?
No, it's not Jacqueline, but I used to live there, as you know.
Hey, Deb, how you doing? She got hung up in traffic, too, a couple weeks ago, and I said, well, this is the only 772 on here. I'm going to go for it.
I knew it when you said that. I'm like, oh, she's going to take me. I hope I was first so I didn't butt in front of anyone.
I did call in
a little early.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people holding on and stuff, and I'm so happy to see so many people taking advantage of this wonderful show. We really try to give the best that we have in the few minutes that we have with each person, so it's really wonderful. I'm glad to hear from you.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear your voice. I've been wanting to hear the update on your trip down south, but that can be for a phone call just between the two of us. But so call me when you get a chance. But anyway,
I will.
I've been spreading the word about this show, so there's probably at least one person in the queue waiting to talk to you because I told her about you. So
that's great.
Anyway, I just want to things have been my wonderfully full apple cart got totally turned upside down, as you know, a couple months ago. So just wondering how the the major planetary things are going to affect me within the next month or so.
Well, in the next month or so, there is an awful lot going on. And one of the things you do have to remember that Jupiter is retrograde. When a planet is retrograde, especially a ponderous planet, it means that the energy is incubating. And it's transiting your ninth house of God watching over you in Washington State where you live at right now. So you have to understand that what delays you might be experiencing as far as embracing, you know, a true sense of security, things are happening behind the scenes even though you can't see it right now, okay?
Okay.
And so it's important for you to just kind of keep the faith where that's concerned. However, because you have your Saturn and Scorpio, you've already been through your Saturn return, okay, this year, the Scorpio planets right now are calling you to bump it up a notch and not be afraid to be that mentor, to be that expert, to be the person who is a resource for those that are around you. Knowing that because they're forming some squares to your Leo planets, you may not get appreciation in the moment, but you will get it. Okay?
Okay.
It's a little hard on you because you're such a sensitive soul. I know that. And Mars is
opposing
your sun right now.
Don't give away my secret.
Well, Mars is opposing your sun right now, so this is a time you are supposed to be very busy. But at the same time, the tendency right now is to be a little bit more critical and want specific answers from people and also to deliver them at the same time. Because when you have an opposition in a chart, the energy presents itself, and you have the option to either embrace it or push it off. And that's, we're going to experience that very strongly over this next week. Okay?
And I should embrace it, is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. To be looking for the change is going to put you to work doing what you love and to increase your inspirational quotient. Okay?
Okay. So I should go ahead with what the plans I had before about the inspirational blog or whatever?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And because I think because you are so full of surprises and you are so blatantly honest with people, I think people need more of that.
I certainly hope so.
Yes. I mean, they really do.
I can't be any other way.
Well, as the saying goes, for every bit of tact, you lose a little bit of truth. And I think that you have the ability to be very open and honest, but then you follow it with an explanation and helping people to get to the next step, to point out to them maybe why they are blocked in a way that's very realistic and get them to the next level. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Call me when you have a few minutes. I want to hear about your trip.
All right. I'll probably do it tomorrow because tonight I even have a reading after the show and stuff like that. I'm trying to
have
a video day at the church and the chapel
good.
And all that. But I love you very
tomorrow
much.
Will
and
work.
I miss you always.
I
will get
too.
A hold of you tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right.
God bless. Bye-bye. Ah, Jacqueline has appeared. Good evening, Jacqueline.
Really?
So
I've been here the whole time.
Well, you didn't show up in the queue because the queue is so full, it goes all the way past the screen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I got 12 people on hold, and Deb just, checked out. Oh, a lot of people
so I finally popped
tonight.
Up. I'm like, I'm here, I promise, I'm here. So, but that was great. I think you did an awesome job, you know, as far as describing what the planetary transitions are going through right at this point in time. Except for one thing I do want to add to that is that, you know, the Sagittarius Sun, when it comes in, it also comes in with comedy and humor and laughter and joy. So even though we are going through this faithful time, it's a great time for comedy and humor and finding the funny parts of like this that crack you up, that just... For whatever reason, the universe wanted me on now instead of earlier. But so, you know, during this period of time, everybody should look for the comedy and humor in the situation as well. So that's the only thing I wanted to add to what you said. Other than that, you were beautiful.
Thank you. I think learning to laugh at ourselves is so important. I think it's not a gift. I think it's something that we can learn if we're around the people that have that sense of it's okay, I'm human, I have my foibles. It's okay to have your foibles.
It all works, you know. And so it is okay. There's nothing that's perfect on this earth.
No, there isn't. But I tell you what, I have had an absolutely stellar week.
That's an awesome
really
thing.
Have.
What have you been up to this week?
Well, you know, we had talked about some health recommendations when we were sitting at the backyard bar a couple weeks ago, and I followed up on that, and I'm really happy about that. So I'm doing very well with that because of your guidance and inspiration. Thank you very much, my dear friend. And so, and also, it just seems as if everything spiritually that had gone awry earlier in the early summer has now gone full circle, and everything is totally back to normal. And a beautiful thing that happened this morning, as I don't know if you remember it, but the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel, where I'm an associate pastor there, Rob, when he was alive, my husband, he had made this beautiful all-faith mural, which is on the front page of the website, and it had fallen and got broken. And it was not able to be put back up because it was huge. And Randy, who can do just about anything you can imagine to a home or to a frame, fixed it, and we actually hung it before Thanksgiving in the chapel today. Rehung it. It hasn't been up now there in about 8 months. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yes.
You gotta love this guy. This guy Randy is awesome.
He is, and he just got Reiki 3. He's a master now. He's going for that.
Excellent.
Really developing his spiritual gifts in that regard. And, of course, he's always been a big part of that green machine, very, very conscious about, you know, about food and about preservatives, about GMOs, about all of that stuff. He tries to keep himself very well informed about those things. And his idea is to just also make other people aware, you know, so they can eat better, healthier, and they can maintain, you know, that feeling of well-being that we all seek so much, you know. So it's really a good thing.
It is. You are what you eat, that's for sure.
Food is your medicine, right?
Food has many different places in our lives. So
yes, it does.
One of them is...
As approaching Thanksgiving, you can't eat, you know, I mean, plan on spending time in line at any of the markets here, let me tell you. Everybody's ready for that big Thanksgiving dinner, whether they're doing vegetarian or they're doing the traditional turkey or whatever they're doing it.
And here again, it's a beautiful thing because we are rejoicing at what this earth has given us, and we're thankful for what we've been given. And that is the greatest thing. You know, I am proud to be an American, and I am proud to be in the United States. So
exactly,
I'm very thankful
too.
For it.
We have so many people holding on. Are you ready?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
We're going to go for it. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. How are you doing this evening?
I'm okay. You're looking at people's charts?
Yes,
yes
we are.
Yes, we are. What's your birthday?
Okay, December 17th, 1960.
7:45 a.m.
Yes. How did you know?
Waukegan, Illinois.
Yes.
You've called in before.
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
Well, you know, I'm a Cancer. I keep everything, Jill. It's just the way I am.
Wow, because it's been a long time. Okay, perfect.
Now, where do you live now?
Waukegan, Illinois.
Oh, same. A native that remains? Wow. or do you have a special question for us this evening?
I'm kind of worried about finances, career, money, anything or anything you see that is I need to know about.
What are you doing for a living right now?
Nothing.
Well, that's not a good thing.
No.
What did you do before?
I actually, my last job was actually waitressing.
But what did you do before that?
I actually worked for the bus company. I was a bus aide because I could take my daughter to work with me.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, I understand. Well, you know, because you have Capricorn rising, you have a lot of Capricorn energy in your first house, and Pluto, the planet of empowerment, and Venus, the planet of love, are both there. And I think it's good for you sometimes to be involved in an institution that's partially government-funded or regulated. You get the security out of it.
Okay.
And right now that's what you're looking for. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yes.
And I agree, because here again, I think you do need to work. I think you're going to drive yourself crazy if you don't work. And you really don't have one profession. Sorry. You really don't have one profession that works for you, okay? You know, you're not a doctor or a lawyer. You don't have that particular passion, okay? Your work is more of a service to others and just helping others along. That's what you like to do. It's not a big deal, okay?
Yes.
But I agree with Aphrodite that what you do is great within a large institution, whether it be the government or whether it be a large company or corporation. I really think you need to find some kind of passion of what you can help out with. Okay, what you can be of service with. And I do strongly suggest you kind of look through things like want ads and things like this and be very obscure with it because you have a strong intuitive ability. Your sun is in the 12th house natally along with your Mercury and your moon. And when you kind of just go with the flow and see what happens at points in times, all of a sudden something will stand out at you. Okay? And so that's kind of what I'm looking at. You have Jupiter at this point in time conjunct Pluto, so your advantages are right at the moment for a long-term change as far as a career. And so I really do strongly suggest you just look optimistically, and I think you'll find it. I understand the financial situation may be a little dramatic at this point in time, but it's kind of taking care of itself on and off as needed, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to say that, you know, I don't see it being the best and I don't see it being the worst. But that's not where your focus should be. Your focus should be on what you're going to do. And that's going to bring the actual transformation change as far as the financials are concerned.
So do you see a change coming soon?
I think a change could come very soon, and I think that you do need to be looking as far as being involved in transportation again. And I don't care if you're delivering medical supplies or you're working for a florist shop or, you know, if you basically work to transport people from, for instance, a rehabilitation center to a hospital. But I think the transportation thing works for you because you have experience in that area and because you are dealing with the public, you love the diversity of people.
Yes.
I just think I try to focus on that because I feel this is a time where maybe that is supposed to return to you with a Jupiter retrograde in your seventh. So I'd be looking in that direction and see because a lot of these people really need help getting from point A to point B. So I really think you create a great service, and it's like you have the experience already. And I would focus on that first, but not necessarily exclusively. As Jacqueline said, there's many different things that you can do. But I think that you want something that's going to be steady, full-time. You feel that you're really being very purposeful, and you are serving the public in a way that you can because you have that nice personality, you know?
Yes.
Well, keep us posted, Jill. We're glad you called in tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a stellar night.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very fascinating chart.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. With all that Sag in her 12th house, I can't help but think she dances in her dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. Her dream time must really be interesting.
I know. Well, it looks like we have somebody that might be from your neck of the woods. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, girls. It's Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I got a part-time job at the mall just through the holiday season. They're only here once a year, so it really can't go into anything else besides the holiday season. So I wanted to see if you could just take a look at my chart when you see something more permanent coming up that I can feel more secure, just exactly what you were talking about.
Okay. And where are you living now?
I'm in Boynton Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I got a job, right across the street from where I live.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I still think you need to continue to pursue looking, though. I really do.
Yeah, oh, no, I can't live on 6 weeks worth of 20 hours a week. Just not going to cut it.
Exactly. All right. Now, are you still in school?
Yes, I am. Yeah, that's what I'm basically living off of. If it wasn't for my school, I don't know what would have became of me.
Now, there's no job opportunities at the college?
I've applied to like 3 or 4 of them. I've been interviewed. I keep looking on the job post because I know I have Jupiter in the ninth. So I really keep thinking maybe something's going to come through school. But I do keep applying, and I do have a job interview tomorrow from the school website, but that's only part-time again. But that's okay.
Right.
I mean, it would probably be more consistent, but I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I could probably do 2 part-time jobs because this other job is only for the next 5 weeks.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Things do look to me like mm-hmm. they're going to be sparing for a while. But
yeah.
I still feel, again, I like the educational institution thing for you, and I just think that, you know, again, no matter what job you work at, I just feel you naturally are going to be informative to people. You can be very, very present with all your Aquarius stuff that you have going on in that ninth house. I'd like to see you making more use of that. But in the mall right now, at least, like you say, it's giving you some relief. It's giving you in the moment, which is good. Because Jupiter is going to be retrograde in Cancer until the 8th of March, and it's interesting because
mm-hmm.
Jupiter is also going to be going into Aquarius at that point, because it's going to retrograde for a while. And my feeling is as far as you're getting something that is really, really secure, I feel it's going to be more beyond that date. I don't want to set you up by a fall by telling you it's going to happen a lot sooner. I think the 2 part-time jobs right now could be good for you because you want to be busy. Because when you're not busy, you sit around and worry. Mm-hmm. That's not helping you.
Oh, I worry, I cry, I stress out, I try to stay out of their home. I basically still live out of my car.
Well, and here again, I think that, you know, at this point in time, I think it's good for you to keep in that work environment. I agree so much with Aphrodite. Mm-hmm. I was looking at that, and the only way I can see out of this at this point in time is in March, and I think it's going to make a shift
mm-hmm.
at that point in time that's really going to be to your benefit.
Mm-hmm. My birthday.
Sometimes
I'll move
have
in March,
that.
Too? Yeah, I mean, I can't make any kind of move until at least.
Do you think you're going to be in you're going to be in Boca for your Boynton, I think you said, for your birthday, correct?
Oh God, not with them. Will you celebrate with them?
Well, you're going to be in that general area.
I mean, my kids are in Boca Raton, so I don't really have any plans on leaving this area because they're keeping me. They're keeping me torn here, even though there's no work here.
Right. But we'll take a look
and
see what's
going to happen. I just met a girl a few days ago.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Same thing happened. This girl that I met a few days ago told me her whole life changed when she moved to Illinois.
Well, and that does happen with relocations, okay? And that's one reason why
mm-hmm.
with solar returns sometimes I have you move to a different area, you know, for your birthday, and it does make a difference, okay? But actually, you know, I like this for you as far as your solar return is concerned because there's a lot of things that come up that are very beneficial for you around your birthday. And, you know, that usually
mm-hmm.
kicks in just a little bit before your birthday, but it's going to be there, I have to say that. I'm really happy to look at this the way it is.
Tyrant. My sister's a Libra, and she's been a tyrant towards me. Cardinal sign.
Wow. It's and here again.
Really bad with.
You're a mutable sign, so.
Mm-hmm. Thank
it's
God.
Like the older child and the younger child. But
yeah.
I do feel that a lot of things are going to change, and I do feel next year you are going to move. I have no doubt that you're mm-hmm. going to be leaving that environment. Okay? And so here again, I think it's to your benefit. And so here again, it's a matter of looking at that. And one of the beautiful things is that Jupiter sits in your first house, and when it goes direct, it's really going to bring some great benefits for you all year long. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a matter of changing your attitude and really looking at the positive things. Okay? And again here, mm-hmm. I think there's more opportunities than just that one part-time job for you out there, and I think you really should be looking for it.
Mm-hmm. No, I keep looking every day. I mean, when I'm not doing my schoolwork, I'm looking for work or looking at the mall. I'm constantly busy, constantly. I met up to meet some new friends, so I'm busy there. So I'm busy.
It's a work time for you, though. This is totally a work time for you, so everything gets around the school and the work and that dedication to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, great. So, I hope 2014 I can really.
It's a better year. It really is. It's a better year for you. Pluto's in your first house. Things start to shift and change, which is what you've been waiting for. You've been stalemated for a long time. And, you know, with this, all of a sudden things start to make shifts for the benefit and for the betterment of you. So you got to keep looking at it that way. That it is going to get better than it has been.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
that's the faith Aphrodite was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I know. Pluto's slow moving, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, God bless you. You keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I'm telling you, I like the solar return because of all those Pisces planets lined up. Boy, wow.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Pretty amazing.
I love that solar return. When I looked at it, I went, oh, that's great. You know, because it really is. It's a good year. It really is. It's a good year. With Venus in the first house, she's going to be very well received and loved by the public, you know. You got to love that. So it's really, you know, she's going to get a lot better for her.
All right, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, ladies. It's Melissa. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. So I had a question regarding work and career because I feel like I've been at a stalemate.
What's your birthday?
January 30th, 1978.
And do you know what time you were born?
2:33 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Cambridge.
I didn't get the birth date for some reason. It just kind of like went off on my headset. What's the birth date again?
January 30th, 1978.
78?
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right.
What are you doing for a living right now?
Well, I finished grad school last year. And I've been looking to break into my field, and I'm facing some challenges. I've been doing some temp work, but it's like nothing is materializing permanently.
And what field is that?
Marketing.
Oh. Okay.
You still live in Cambridge, Massachusetts?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry I asked.
No, it's not a bad thing. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to, but I can't go until I start making money.
Well, and
here
again, you have that urge to make that run for your dream, okay? Especially you think your career is being held back, being in the environment that you're in at this point in time. But you're not looking at there's a purpose why you're there at this point in time. And I do feel that there are, you know, I understand that you feel right now that you're being held back, okay? and not really being able to advance in the career that you want at this point in time. But Uranus is dead on your south node right now. Okay, so
yeah.
It's making you go back and readdress all, you know, it's kind of clearing up details and cleaning up all these details for you. So you have to, it's a matter of discipline at this point in time and following along with your career, okay? It is coming, okay? Don't get me wrong. You're right around the corner from it because Uranus also brings, it goes direct in December, I think it's the 12th or 13th, Aphrodite can tell you the exact date, but it's mid-December that Uranus, 18th, sorry. I knew it was somewhere around there. but
I'll double check.
Uranus goes direct, and expect sudden changes is what I'm trying to say when it goes direct, because it's really got a great influence when it's going to trine your Neptune into your sixth house and really bring some opportunities for you. So it's a matter of really not getting so frustrated with the perspective or wanting to run at this point in time. You're there for the reason you're there. The opportunity is going to present itself, but it's not within your control of when it's going to present itself. So that's
never
what I
is.
See. What do you see, Aphrodite?
It never is.
Well, I really love her chart anyway. I always do, because I know she has to do what she loves. You know, that Sun-Venus conjunction
Absolutely.
Energy is very powerful. And I do think that, again, high tech is going to be part of whatever she does. And also seeing to it that things are very secure. So she, whatever she's going to be working on, marketing and stuff like that, I see her as being a very self-protective influence for the company, okay? And taking that very, very seriously. I think loyalty really goes along with this kind of a chart. You really need to feel a loyalty to your employer if you work for somebody else. If you create your own company, whoever you pull in with you, you have to have that same sense of loyalty, that sense of connectedness. If you're going to do it long-term, that's the key for you. Now, Pluto's going to be moving into your 7th house in about 3 months, and because of that, a lot of times you can be very empowered by working in very close association with either a partner or your employer. And so I feel that, again, it might be that long before you find the exact right fit, okay? But, again, it's something, you can't find something temporarily, but because Jupiter's retrograde until March 8th, Venus is basically going to be doing a little retrograde dance also in opposition to it, the most important thing to remember is to do something that you love in a responsible and professional way is the key to your success.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's my three-part thing. So in my heart of hearts, I don't want to go back to work for anybody. I want to launch my own initiative, my own company. I'm done.
Absolutely.
But I also realized that I need money. So my thing was I was going to get, you know, something full-time and then transfer out of it once the company started making money. There are two ventures that I'm looking into. One is more beauty fashion related, and then the other one is my own marketing firm. Like that's where I was headed with it. So I know that, you know, when you're doing stuff like that, you kind of have to focus on one first and then launch into the other. The fashion thing is quick money. It's quick money. It's going to be a lot of work, but I know that the ROI on it is immediate as long as the word gets out there and it's lucrative. So I was going to use that money to leverage to go into my marketing thing. So then that way I can use the money to leverage it. I just don't know if it makes sense for me to look for something full-time or whether to just jump into my dream, because my spirit is like, we don't want to do this. I'm done. So it's funny that you said that about me, I have to do what I love, because you're right. I can't fake it anymore. And I'm getting to these interviews and I'm going on these interviews and I'm getting temp assignments and they're not lasting. And I'm like, why isn't this working? Well, I think just my attitude, it's not that I'm not doing the work, but I think my spirit is like, we don't want to do this.
I love the beauty
aspect
because Saturn is sitting on Uranus in your fifth house, which is all about recreation and fashion and sports attire, you know, things that people love. And of course, you know, I know you live up in the, you know, the Northeast, which is where I came from, actually, Massachusetts. But I really feel that, again, you're going to take all of it in if you do the beauty thing, okay? Everything from sports to high fashion to things that may be even international in their flavor, because you've got enough squares here to keep you busy. And, of course, being busy when you're working for yourself makes you money. We know that. But because Jupiter and Venus are doing their dance, know that between now and probably the middle of March, it is going to be a major challenge. That doesn't mean you won't meet it. It just means that you're going to be, you're going to be as busy as a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm, okay?
Wow.
Can you do it? Sure.
Okay.
Sure you can. Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like I'm following along whatever's going on planetary-wise. My spirit and my energy are kind of aligned to what's going on. So I'm not off track here.
No,
it's a good time to invest in you. It's a good time to invest in you right now.
Okay. Could I ask one last question? Because I know that you have people on hold. The square to Saturn in my fifth house, does that hamper fun? Or does it make being like what recreation is and creativity more more structured?
More structured. Absolutely.
Okay.
It also, because it is conjunct your Uranus natally, it also can bring some great inspiration, okay? But again here, it does hold it back. It keeps it at a moderation, okay? Remember that it's timing of things. So it's looking at it and opening up some real great avenues, but launching those real great avenues in the timing of it is what really gets important in the discipline of the patience. And that's what can be so frustrated is because there's a tremendous amount of patience being put on your own creative talents at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
And over the next few days, with Mercury kissing Saturn, really listen to your still, small voice. Do more meditations over the next few days and really rest on your own deep inner power in order for you to get up that energy that's going to say, okay, I'm going for it. The next few days to me seem critical for you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're glad you called in.
I appreciate you, ladies. I appreciate you as always. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you.
Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
You too. I definitely will. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Wow. I just love that Sun-Venus conjunction energy. It's so amazing.
I've married one. I've been involved with many.
Are you ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
This is one of those mysterious callers that has that 11111 thing going on. So let's just go ahead and pick it up. Last time it turned out to be Jay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good evening, lady. Happy Thanksgiving to be. This is Michelle.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, too. And my birthday is 8/13/75, and I was born at 12:23 a.m. in Colorado.
Aurora, Colorado.
Yes.
I have. Getting a little bit more efficient.
Excellent. We love when that happens.
So you have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. I am wondering if you guys can see, like, within the next 4 to 6 months, my finances, like, if there's an increase in there coming, because I have actually been doing a couple of things to increase them, and they are working.
Are you still living in Aurora, Colorado?
Yes, I'm still there.
All right, then. Natives tonight. How cool is that?
It is. It's awesome.
Wow.
You've been doing some energy work or something with
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
some
look
kind
at
of
this
discipline?
Chart. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Maybe it is. I'm kind of new, like, mysterious stuff, but I've been working with, like, the crystals and natural herbs and stuff like that. And it is, you know, bringing money. And I've only been doing it about 2 weeks.
I think you're going in the right direction. I think it's empowering you in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, Jacqueline. Excellent. Yep. Your capabilities to tap into healing other people is just absolutely amazing in this chart right now.
Yeah, I know. I have been so just learning, you know, stuff now. I've been taking a couple of courses.
experience. I'm not really enjoying, but like having experience and kind of learning stuff like that. But I know eventually, you know, because that's the business that I actually want to start up. So eventually I'll get there, but I'm kind of just starting out, like, really just learning that that's even a part of who, you know, I plan to be. It's kind of neat.
I definitely think you're moving in the right direction. I really think that your marketing skills right now, especially over the holidays, you need to bump that up a notch if you want to make this, you know, really expand. And I think there's other people that are willing to help you to market your things, too, if they're local to you. Have you done that already?
No, I haven't started the business up itself yet. I'm still trying to get finances to start that up.
Okay.
And still looking for investors, too.
Exactly. Well, I think one of the more immediate things that you are capable of doing is maybe to put some things on consignment somewhere in a friendly environment and stuff, at least for now, because I think that's what it's going to do is it's going to keep you busy, which you like to be, and it's going to keep your flow of inspiration going, because right now it looks pretty mammoth in this chart. Don't you think so, Jacqueline?
Absolutely, and I agree with
her.
That was where I was going to go with the consignment thing. I think that's really a good direction, and to just get it out there just as a, you know, just to get it out there, okay? Not necessarily having all the funding to do what you want to do with it, but get your foot wet, you know, see what happens out there.
Are you still there?
Can you guys hear me? Hello?
You're very low. I'm trying to listen carefully,
oh.
So.
No, I said yes, I can definitely start that.
I think that would be wonderful for you because you're doing like a market seeding when you do it that way, too, so that when you do get the money that you can go in and you really launch it the way you want to, people already know your name, they know your face, they know your product a little bit, you know, like that. You're already kind of, as Jacqueline said, gotten your feet wet.
Okay. Well, I would definitely look into that.
Well, we wish you all of the good fortune on the planet.
Oh, thank you.
And keep us posted. Let us know how it's going.
I definitely will, because I enjoyed
it. Yeah, we're so glad you called in this evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow,
sweet
pretty
girl.
Cool. Yeah, I love the energy. Wow. I'll tell you what, we always get incredible people calling in. It's just amazing. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi there. My name is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
And I was wondering, I never called the show before. I have a friend named Deb who told me about your show.
We talked to her earlier. That's great. We've been expecting you.
Well, my birthday is 10/21/69, and I was born at 9:30 a.m. in Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore.
And where do you live now?
I live currently in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And I've been going, you know, my life's been super. I mean, but the last 2 years have been very, very trying. It seems like major negativity. I don't know what is going on with my life here. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been a successful entrepreneur in the past, and I'm very much an entrepreneur. Right now, it's on hold a little bit. I found out I have cancer, breast cancer, a couple of weeks ago. It's finances, everybody worries about. You worry about a lot of stuff, but realistically, I am blessed. But I just really don't know what's going on for vision-wise. You know, I try to have the hope, like you talked about earlier, but it's been a little bit much.
You know, it's interesting that Chiron, the wounded healer, is sitting on your moon today when you made this call to talk to us. That's just marvelous.
Oh, great.
Now, Jupiter is in Cancer, and it's only in Cancer every 12 years for a year. And the sign of Cancer does rule the breast. And Jupiter does tend to magnify everything it touches, so I feel it's absolutely a great blessing that this was discovered the way it was discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a blessing the way it was discovered. It was very wild. It was God, God, I have to say. I am blessed, even though
absolutely.
I can't. Sounds crazy.
Well, you are. And I'm sorry, I'll let Aphrodite finish, and then I'll go.
There's a lot of planetary energy in Scorpio right now in your 12th house, so what's happening, too, is that you are coming face-to-face with your mortality right now. And I think part of it has to do with the fact that you're going to put some more attention back into you. And I think that's what some of this is about, to get closer to your own spiritual practices and to go deep and really find that security that bears no reason but just is so. And I feel that that's what some of this is about for you. Do I think that you've been knocked off balance? Yes. And right now, Venus is sitting on your Mars. Now, is there a man in your life?
Oh, I have a wonderful man.
Yeah, you have a wonderful man. I get you. And he wants to be your foundation. Let him.
Yeah, I've been. Yeah, I found my soulmate, I feel. So that part, I'm blessed. It seems like I feel like I'm blessed, and then I'm. You said about mortality, it's like, yeah, you're blessed, and now you're going to die.
And here again, that's the reason why it's coming up for you here is because you are. You're a beautiful, shining soul, and you focus on others, and you have a great importance on others more than yourself. You're highly honorable, okay? And
yes.
So here again, you pour yourself out for other people's benefits, and you get your own benefit out of it, obviously. But here again, at this point in time, I agree so much with this facing of your own mortality is the facing of your faith, the belief in yourself. Because here again, you're not going to die of this, okay? Again, it was brought to you, which is the reason why some things are brought to you, is to ask you to stand up to the challenge of your own personal faith and stay within your own personal truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so here again, you're being faced with that beauty of, I know I'm going to make it through this, and I know that it's going to make me stronger than I was before in the joy of life. It's like eating a peach at one point in time and only having a certain amount of taste of that peach, and then the next time you go to eat a peach because you haven't had one in so long and you're craving it, all of a sudden it tastes so much better because you haven't had it for a very long time.
I love
the
analogy.
It's the same thing. It's revitalizing your life and making your life richer as far as looking at the flavor of your life in a better perspective. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I do see that, and I really appreciate that. And hopefully I'm not fooled by my man that I have. Hopefully I'm not in, a blind moment, and I'm thinking I have the best relationship.
What's the birth date of him?
What is what, honey?
What is his birth date?
Oh, it's January 7th, 75. He's younger.
And do you know what time he was born?
No, I do not know.
And what city was he born in?
He was born in South Carolina. That's all I know.
This is so interesting because, there's an old saying in astrology that you date your Mars and you marry your Saturn, but in this case, I think you married your Mars.
Oh, no. Is that good or bad?
I think it's
That's
good.
That's a good thing.
What was it again? You date your Mars.
It's saying in astrology that you date your Mars and marry your Saturn, okay? But
okay.
In this case, it's interesting because, the man that you're telling us about, his sun is in Capricorn, which is where your Mars is in, and his Saturn is in Cancer, which is where Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is right now. It's flipping me out.
Well, I can tell you it flipped me out marrying him because it's not the typical person I would have been. It was put there. It was just, I was not a dater. And I went through a marriage for 12 years, and then he was just there, and it just all worked.
Oh, the minute that he saw you with that he has a Scorpio moon, no matter how I look at it, whether it be in the 12th house or the first house. On that day, he had a Scorpio moon, okay? And that you have that Scorpio rising that just drew him in and sucked him right in.
Totally
so
right.
So you aren't getting rid of him. Okay. You definitely aren't getting rid of him, that's for sure. So, and, you know, he's loyal. He's great. He's entertainment. He can be a little drama queen at points in time, so he does become entertainment. Don't take that too seriously, by the way. But
no,
he's great. He's great. He's definitely different for you, but he's really the, again, I was talking about that full flavor thing. You've definitely got a full flavor relationship here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes I think, what the heck did I get myself into? But then I realize that those are actually points I need to understand.
Absolutely. Go with the adventure because it can really, both of you guys can really be great together. This is a phenomenal chart when you put them together.
Well, I really appreciate you both for what you do. I really do. And I'm glad I called in.
And keep us posted.
Let us know how things go.
We're always here for you. Give us a call and let us know. Yeah.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for your inspiration.
You're welcome. All right. God bless you.
Have a super day.
You too. Wow. Well, we've got a little over 8 minutes left. Do you want to go for one more?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. This person's been holding for 52 minutes, so I think we should take them.
Okay. Yeah.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Are you talking to me? I don't know.
I am talking to you.
Okay. Birth date, 10/17/33, 1 a.m.
Is this Cindy?
Yes, it is.
I thought 10/17.
Yep.
Okay, do it again, Cindy. 10/17, because I already have it up. What year is it again? Yeah.
33,
okay, 1 a.m. And 1 a.m., and city, Massachusetts somewhere.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston. See, I knew it was in Massachusetts.
Yeah, you did. You did good, lady. You did good.
She lives in West Palm Beach now.
Ah, the plot thickens. That's why you two are thick as thieves.
Yeah. For sure.
I love it.
I met her through a radio show I did locally in Stewart. So it was, I think.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
That was about 12 years ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
So what's your question for us tonight?
Okay, my question is, I have been doing online network marketing for 30 years, and I have not been successful at all. Do you have any suggestions?
Right now is a really good time to do marketing in your home.
Oh, Jacqueline, it's just been unbelievable.
Well, I want to say that you know a lot about marketing. Have you ever thought about teaching other people what you already know?
Oh, no. Out of the question. Not acceptable. Thank you.
She's highly independent.
I can see that.
Well, and here again, I think that, you know, with this, I think there's a lot of stress and strain. Aphrodite started this whole entire thing with, which I thought was very beautiful for the timing of this at this point in time. You do
mm-hmm.
have some complementary things going on in your chart that are helping with this, but
mm-hmm.
I think the timing of it still isn't here. I think the
mm-hmm.
timing of it is still off, and
okay.
I know you get frustrated with it, but I think there's
mm-hmm.
a matter of faith. Again, your work is a passion. You know, and believe it or not, and I'll give you a for instance, Cindy, because you know, the e-cigarette that you went through and tried working with it in the multi-level marketing actually
mm-hmm.
has taken off greatly in the market at this point in time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you were very promoting of that, and you were instinctual of that from the day that that product came out in the market. And now it's made a great success. So sometimes it's a matter of patience for you to get the success through the process.
Okay.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
I just feel that she has put in a lot of time and energy here, and I do see a mentor in her that is about to awaken in the new year, in a new way. And I'm not sure where that's coming from. I just feel it so strongly that she is an expert at what she does. And I think that that confidence, that sense of dedication, which Jacqueline just mentioned about a previous job that you just did, is so much a part of who you are. And I don't know if you're doing this marketing. Are you on the byline? Do they have you at the bottom of the website? Are they putting you out there as well? Because to me it seems like there has to be a reciprocal energy at this point coming back and forth to you. And like I know when my husband, when he was alive, he used to design websites, and he also always had his WebDex number and all that stuff at the bottom of the site and everything like that. And some of the sites, he had him on there as being the webmaster to help promote him. But I feel that you are that kind of personality. You're very tenured. You're very deep. You look deeply into things. You know, you got that beautiful Scorpio Mercury. And it really helps you know that the people that you're working for are also promoting you and building your reputation in some new ways. And I think that that's coming to you by the new year.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. We're glad you called in tonight.
Yes. Thank you very much. And Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hang in there.
Bye-bye. I will. Bye-bye. You know.
Well, we're at the top of the hour here, Jacqueline, once again.
Wow. It goes by so quickly.
It does indeed. So we should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And Jacqueline and I do all kinds of private readings by phone and in person. She's located right now down in Florida in the Stuart area, although she is a snowbird these days. Yeah, well, this snowbird has landed in the mountains in Roanoke, Virginia. That's where I am locally. But we both do things by phone. We both record the readings for you. If you think you need more time or you want to look at some things more in depth with us, please call us. Our numbers are on every Blog Talk episode I put up here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find both of us on Facebook. We're out there. So please give us a call if you think that you need more help. I know people are going through a lot of changes right now, and we are there for you. We love to do this show because we want to support the community, and we appreciate so much when you listen and when you call in and give us feedback. We appreciate your insights as well.
Have a good week, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
Good night.